Life will be miserable for the lucky ones. The rest won't even live to see the end of the war.
I don't understand.
The bombs will fall soon, the general said. You can be certain the factories will take more than their share. If you want to be alive when this war is over, you'd better find someone who can tuck you away in a safe place. I'm sorry I'm not that man. I've already exhausted what influence I had. The general asked after Mother's health and Auntie's, and soon bid me goodbye. I learned only much later what he meant about exhausting his influence. The proprietress of the Suruya had a young daughter. The general had arranged to send her to a town in northern Japan. On the way back to the Okya, I knew the time had come for me to act, but I couldn't think what to do. Even the simple task of holding my panic at arm's length seemed more than I could manage. I went by the apartment where Mameha was now living, for her relationship with the Baron had ended several months earlier, and she'd moved into a much smaller place. I thought she might know what course I should take, but in fact, she was in nearly as much of a panic as I was.
The Baron will do nothing to help me, she said, her face pale with worry. I've been unable to reach the other men I have in mind. You had better think of someone, Sayuri, and go to him as quickly as you can.
I'd been out of touch with Nobu for more than 4 years by that time. I knew at once I couldn't approach him. As for the chairman, well, I would have grabbed at any excuse just to speak with him, but I could never have asked him for a favor. However warmly he may have treated me in the hallways, I wasn't invited to his parties, even when lesser geisha were. I felt hurt by this, but what could I do? In any case, even if the chairman had wanted to help me, his quarrels with the military government had been in the newspapers lately. He had too many troubles of his own. So I spent the rest of that afternoon going from tea house to tea house in the biting cold, asking about a number of men I hadn't seen in weeks or even months. None of the mistresses knew where to find them. That evening, the Ichiriki was busy with farewell parties. It was fascinating to see how differently all the geisha reacted to the news. Some looked as though their spirits had been murdered within them. Others were like statues of the Buddha, calm and lovely, but painted over with a layer of sadness. I can't say how I myself looked, but my mind was like an abacus. I was so busy with scheming and plotting, thinking which man I would approach and how I would do it, that I scarcely heard the maid who told me I was wanted in another room. I imagined a group of men had requested my company, but she led me up the stairs to the second floor and along a corridor to the very back of the tea house. She opened the door of a small tatami room I'd never entered before, and there, at the table, alone with a glass of beer, sat Nobu.